Can repeat say silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn number 7. Hymn number 7. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. For tonight's family altar, we will discuss Psalms number 107. Psalms number 107. Excuse me. These Psalms, it is an exhortation to praise the Lord for His unfailing love. In that He hears the prayer of those in need and save them. So these Psalms, it is an exhortation to praise the Lord for His unfailing love, in that He hears the prayer of those in need and save them. Very possibly, this Psalm is post-exilic. So it is possible that it is post-exilic. The Israelites, God's people, the Jews, having experienced a new God's mercy in her return from Babylonian exile. And then how God continue unfailing kindness toward those who have cried to Him in the crisis of their life. So very possibly, this is post-exilic, and then we can see God's people having experienced the newer God's mercies in her return from Babylonian exile. And then God's unfailing kindness toward those who have cried to Him in crisis in their life. Let's go through these Psalms. We will not read through. We will read it as we discuss. Let us see the first part. First part, verses 1 to 3. So this is the introduction. Introduction. This is a call to praise. Let the redeemed of the Lord give Him thanks. So this is introduction, call to praise. Let the redeemed of the Lord give him thanks. Let's read verses 1 to 3. All give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. So here, there's this calling to praise, to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Why? Why give thanks to the Lord, for he is good? His loving kindness is everlasting. How? How can we see that the Lord is good? His loving kindness is everlasting. That is, the Lord redeem, the Lord redeem from the hand of the adversary. The Lord redeem from the hand of adversary. So let those who are redeemer of the Lord give him thanks. Because of his loving kindness, the Lord is good. So verse 3, the Lord allow them to return from the exile. The Lord gather them from the land. For the northern kingdom that were destroyed by Assyria, and then the southern kingdom by Babylon. So they were scattered. So the Lord will bring back his people, and the Lord gather from the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. So we can see how the Lord redeem his people, brought them back from this exile captivity. So here, in this introduction, there's this call to praise or to give thanks to the Lord for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. So how he has redeemed his people, deliver his people from captivity. So let the redeemed of the Lord give him thanks. Let us continue to see the further loving kindness of the Lord, that the Lord, he is good. Of course, most important, one of the greatest acts is the Lord allow the exile, the captive to return. But we can see the Lord, his continuous unfailing kindness, loving kindness toward those who have cried to him in crisis of their life. Let us see verses 4 to 9. Verses 4 to 9, they wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way to go to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul. He has filled with what is good. We can see here, speak about deliverance for those lost in the wilderness. Here we can see deliverance for those lost in the wilderness. So they wandered in the wilderness, in the desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. So they were lost. They were lost in the wilderness. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. And what else? They were hungry and thirsty. So their soul fainted within them. And then in these Psalms, we can see repeatedly this keyword, verse 6. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. So they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. This is a very important theme here repeated in this Psalm. So what did the Lord do? Verse 7. He led them also by a straight way to go to inhabited city. Verse 9. He has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul. He has filled with what is good. So they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. The Lord delivered them out of their distress. So what should be done? Verse 8. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for his wonders to the sons of men. So here again, this is another theme. It keep on repeated here in this psalm. So verse 6 and verse 8 the key word, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. So here we can see deliverance for those lost in the wilderness. Let's continue to see verses 10 to 16. Verses 10 to 16. There were those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoner in misery and chains, because they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he humbled their heart with labor. They stumbled, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. For he has shattered gates of bronze and cut bars of iron asunder. Here we can see deliverance from punishment of foreign bondage. That is to say, those who are in darkness, those who are in darkness, in prison. So we can see deliverance from the punishment of foreign bondage. So there were those who dwell in darkness, in the shadow of death. They are prisoners in misery and chain. So they were in darkness, in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chain. Why? It's because they have rebelled against the word of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So what did God do? Therefore, he humbled their heart with labor. They stumbled and there was none to help. So here we can see, it is cause chastisement. But then they cried out to the Lord. Verse 13, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. So God even delivered those who cry to him when their distress is a result of his discipline for their sin. So, verse 13, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. How? So he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands apart. So their chains, their bands was broken. And then verse 16, he has shattered gates of bronze and cut bars of iron asunder. That is to say, was it possible? Can anyone smash iron or bronze? But here, descriptive that God can. God can. So God will want to deliver them from this darkness, from this shadow of death, from the misery in chain, in prison. So verse 13, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. So another key word, verse 16. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for his wonders to the sons of men. Okay, let's see the next part. Verses 17 to 22. 17 to 22. Fools, because of their rebellious ways and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. So in this part, we can see deliverance from the punishment of illnesses or wasting disease. So we see deliverance from punishment of illnesses or wasting disease. So here speak about the fools. The fools are those who despise wisdom and instruction. So fools, because of their rebellious way and because of their iniquity, their sin, they were afflicted. So they were afflicted with illness or even disease. So what happened? Their soul abhorred all kinds of food. And they drew near to the gates of death. So because of illnesses, disease, they abhor all kinds of food they cannot eat. They drew near to the gates of death. So at the time, what happened? Verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress. So they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. The Lord saved them in their distress. How? He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So what should these people do? Verse 21, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. So here we can see deliverance from the punishment of illnesses or wasting disease. Let's see the next part. Verses 23 to 32. 23 to 32. Those who go down to the sea in ship, who do businesses on great waters, they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the wave of the sea. They rose up to the heavens, they went down to the depth. Their soul melted away in their misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distresses. He causes the storm to be still, so that the wave of the sea were hushed. They were glad because they were quiet. So he guided them to their desired heaven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people and praise him at the seat of the elders. So in this part, we can see deliverance from the dangerous perils of the sea. So deliverance from the dangerous perils of the sea. So here say, those who go down to the sea in ship, they do business on the great waters. So they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. He spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the wave. So there was this great storm and wave. They rose up to the heaven, they went down to the depth. Their soul melted in misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. So we can see in the storm, the perils of the sea, the dangers. But then, verse 28, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. So what did the Lord do? He causes the storm to be still, so that the wave of the sea were harsher. So they were glad because were quieted. So he guided them to the desired heaven. So the Lord gave them calm sea and then guided them to the desired heaven, to the port, perhaps trading center. So what should these people do? Verse 31, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people and place him at the seat of the elders. So here we can see how the Lord deliver from the dangers, perils of the sea. And then let's see another part. Verses 33 to 41. 33 to 42. 33 to 42. Here we can see this is a twofold instruction, a supplement recalling concerning God's sovereign. We can see reversals here. We can see reversals here. So in verses 33 to 42, this is a twofold instruction supplementary concerning God is sovereign. We can see reversal. We can see the act of God, the doing of God, the sovereign act of God. Let's read verses 33 to 42. He changes rivers into wilderness and springs of water into a thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt waste. Because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it, he changes a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell so that they may establish an inhabited city and sow fields and plant vineyard and gather a fruitful harvest. Also he blesses them and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are dismissed and bowed down through oppression, misery, and sorrow, he pours contempt upon princes and makes them wander in a pathless way. But he sets the needy securely on high away from affliction and makes his families like a flock. The upright see it and are glad, but all unrighteousness shut his mouth. So in this part, we can see this twofold instruction supplementary recalling how the Lord is sovereign. He can reverse things for his purpose. So here we can see the Lord sometimes disciplines his people by turning the fruitful land into a wilderness. So the Lord can discipline his people by turning the fruitful land into wilderness. But then later restore the land again so that the hungry could live there and prosper in the midst of plenty. Like verse 36 says, he can also send powerful army against them that devastated the land once more, and then deported the people. Yet afterward, he restored the needy, like verse 41. So here in this part, we can see God's sovereignty. We can see reversal. God can do things according to his purpose. And then, especially in matters of discipline. So sometimes he's disciplining his people like this. So he can change river into wilderness, the spring of water into thirsty ground, fruitful land into salt waste. Because of wickedness of those who dwell in it, he can change a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water. It all depends on the people. He cannot do all this as a form of discipline, chastisement. And there, he makes the hungry to dry so that they may establish an inhabited city so that they can sow fields and plant vineyard and gather a fruitful harvest. So he also blesses them and they multiply greatly. He does not let their cattle decrease. And even can punish them with devastating the land, deported the people from verse 39 onwards to 41. But yet he blessed those people who are in need. So what happened? Verse 42. The upright see it and are glad, but all unrighteousness shut its mouth. So the upright, they see, they are glad. God's wonderful act. But then the unrighteous, what can they say? They cannot say anything. They are shut their mouth because it is God's sovereignty, God's work for his purpose. And then let's see verse 43. Verse 43, the conclusion to the psalm. Who is wise? Let him give heed to these things and consider the loving kindness of the Lord. So who is wise? Let him give heed to these things, especially verses 33 to 41. 33 to 41, who is wise? Let him give heed to these things. Because he's telling us God's sovereignty, the doing of God, God can reverse things. So it depends on the people. God can reverse things, blessing to curses and curses to blessing. All this is for his purpose of discipline. So who is wise? Let him give heed to these things. So they must be very careful. Now, even though the Lord allow them to return back, so they must continue in the right path, in the right way. Otherwise, we can see reversal. Blessings again become cursing. So who is wise? Let him take heed to these things. And then consider the loving kindness of the Lord from verses 4 to 32. We can see the key verses, how they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. So let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for his wonders to the sons of men. So also call them to consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Truly, the Lord is gracious, merciful, is kind. So here in these Psalms, telling us to always give thanks for God's loving kindness. At the same time, to give heed, be very careful. God is sovereign. God can reverse from blessing to cursing, cursing to blessing. We give thanks to our Lord. Now we shall pray together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. How to get the Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Our family altar will end here. Peace unto all. May the Lord bless. Amen.